I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys! Hi. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. How are you all doing?
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
This episode is going to be all about hot girl summer or healing girl summer.
Yes.
So we have four topics and we're going to basically take you guys through a couple of different topics and discuss whether we're having a hot girl summer or a healing girl summer and what would be the best thing for you to do as well.
Yeah. And basically like just explaining the difference and like what you actually do during the summer. Like what is it?
Yeah. Exactly. Because I feel like you see it on TikTok all the time, like hot girl summer, hot girl walk. It's like, what actually is that though?
Yeah.
You know?
So we're just going to tell you like
what we think.
What you can do. And then you can just decide what applies best to you for this coming summer.
Exactly. Yes. So with that being said, we have our girl chum of the week, which is, are you having a hot girl summer or a healing girl summer?
I think I'm having a healing girl summer.
Yeah. I'm definitely having a hot girl summer.
Yeah.
I'm having both, but like, yeah, you can have both, right?
I think you can have a bit of both.
Yeah.
But I think on the whole, I think personally, I'm going to have a healing girl summer. Not that I have something to heal from necessarily.
No, you don't have to. Yeah.
But it's just like, I want to have like a calm summer and like, just like self-care.
Yeah. You want to spend time on yourself.
I want to have like a wellness summer.
Yeah.
Not a feral rat summer. Because last year I had a feral rat summer and it was so bad. I'm still recovering.
Yeah.
So this summer I need to have healing girl summer.
Yeah. I feel that. I'm doing the opposite. Because I feel like last year my summer was, I guess, a healing girl summer. I was like very like, you know, nothing crazy. This summer I'm going to go wild.
Yes.
So.
We love to see it.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what Lulu and I's plans are. But let's get on to the first topic and figure out what works best for you. So.
Yeah.
Let's explain the difference.
Okay.
Well, so what we think the differences are.
Do you want to go into the hot girl summer since you're going to have one?
So I think hot girl summer is, you can, first of all, let's just start by saying you can fully be in a relationship and have a hot girl summer. This is not just for singles. Like a lot of people view it like that. And I think they view it like that because a lot of people make it out to be like that on TikTok.
Yeah. And they make out that hot girl summer is like literally getting with other guys.
Yeah.
And like it's all about like hooking up.
Yeah.
Actually, hot girl summer is not about the guys at all.
No.
By the way.
Both summer options, healing girl and hot girl are, I mean, it's literally in the word girl. Like it's about you and like everything to do with you. But for hot girl summer, I think it's like about being, taking the time to be selfish. Like it's just all about you. Like literally you make the whole summer, you don't do what anyone else wants to do. You make your own plans and you do what you want to do. If you want to go out till 8 a.m., go out till 8 a.m., you know, like do what you want to do. Don't let anyone else like
tell you what to do.
Make the decisions for
you. It's all about you. Like you're, it's like main character energy.
Yes, exactly.
To the max.
Yeah.
Like it's like the summer, hot girl summer is like, you can be selfish and like your hottest self and like confident. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Main character energy and like looking good while doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Looking good while doing it. That's a good way.
Literally. Like
just having the best summer you can possibly have for yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like. that's what a hot girl summer is.
Yeah. And a little bit like wild, a little bit yeah. feral.
Yeah.
Feral
rat like summer. Let your hair down proper, like, you know.
Yeah.
Go for
crazy.
It.
Go crazy. Yeah. Like something that you, and I feel like because it's so crazy, it probably does apply more to when you're single.
Because mm-hmm. you have the ability to do that usually a bit more than when you're tied down to a
yeah, person. Exactly. When you're tied down to a person, like.
Life I just mean, looks a little bit different sometimes. Isn't it?
Yeah. Not all relationships are the same. Not every boyfriend maybe is fine with you going, having like 8 a.m. benders for 3 days straight.
With all your single girlfriends. Yeah.
Exactly. Even though I do think it should be allowed. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
So yeah, that's basically hot girl summer.
Yes.
And then healing girl summer is basically about like rediscovering yourself, but like your inner self. I feel like it's very like wellness based. It's like taking time for yourself, learning how to love yourself again. I feel like healing girl summer also happens a lot with girls after they come out of a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when I came out of a breakup, I had a hot girl summer, but okay. But then healing girl summer, I think it's like the healthier way to cope with it. But I also feel like healing summer because I'm in a relationship and I'm going to have a healing girl summer just because I want to like have it all about me. It's also main character energy.
Yes.
But more in the wellness space.
Yes.
And like calming down, like looking for what you really want in life and like rediscovering yourself and just like a long self-care summer.
Yeah. It's a bit more like, a bit more, I don't know if deep's the right word, but it's a bit more.
It is.
Yeah, it is more like,
yeah,
because, you know, like in hot girl summer, you're just kind of like not avoiding your problems, but you're just like literally like going yeah. crazy and like sort of getting it all out of your system. And then usually you'll have the healing phase. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And I think you can do both, by the way. Like, you know, you
don't, I think
have,
so too.
You don't have to pick one.
I think so too.
It's a bit of balance as well.
I think the healthy way is to pick both.
Yes.
Probably. Yeah.
So the next topic is what happens in a hot girl summer? So like kind of like our rule book.
For- yeah, we're gonna, exactly.
This is our rule book.
We're going to lay out the rules for hot girl summer.
Yes. So the
2023.
The first rule we have for hot girl summer is you're the main character. Everything revolves around you.
Exactly.
So like, you know, people say the world doesn't revolve around you. Well, this summer it does. It literally is revolving around you.
This summer it does.
Yeah, that's literally what it is about. So don't let anyone tell you that the world doesn't revolve around you because it literally does.
This summer.
Yeah.
Only in summer. In September it doesn't
And then
anymore.
It goes back to normal. But, you
but
know.
June to August, it does. And then the second one, in case you're coming out of a relationship, your ex is dead.
Yeah. He's okay. gone.
Deceased. He does not exist anymore. And don't go back to any old flings.
No.
This is about discovering and meeting new people.
This is, yeah. Literally, yeah, don't go backwards. This is going forwards only. Yeah, that's yeah. the opposite of a hot girl summer.
This obviously applies for when you're single.
Mm-hmm.
But like meet new people, make new friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like a girl that you already know, but make new friends, meet yeah. new people.
Make new connections. Exactly. This is how we grow and this is how you can have yeah. the best hot girl summer.
Exactly. Be spontaneous.
The next rule we have for hot girl summer is to catch flights and not feelings.
Exactly. It is a cliche quote for yes. a reason because it is true.
It really is true. I mean, yeah, I honestly think this is so true. Whenever I've had a bad breakup or like a bad, just in like a bad mood in general, like one thing that always cheers me up is like a good girl's trip.
Yeah.
Like just getting out of the normal area that reminds you of whatever it is that's annoying you. It's like,
I agree.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I agree. And also, like, if you are in a relationship, it's just healthy to have a girl's trip.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to spend all your time with your boyfriend. Like, okay, you also need to do, like, boyfriend trip or, like, you know, spend time with your significant other. But having time with your friends is honestly equally important. So I think having a girl's trip once a year or, like, just doing something with your girlfriend doesn't even have to be a trip. Just spend time with your girlfriends. And once a year, it's so important.
I agree. It's good for you.
It's good for you. It's good for your mental health.
It's good for a hot girl summer.
And it's good for a hot girl summer. Exactly. The next rule in hot girl summer is you need to look hot. So get a cute outfit. Get a couple of cute outfits. Like get like some good ass skincare for the summer. Yeah. Like look your best. Go to your hairdresser. Like, you know, like just look cute.
Mm-hmm. Good outfits are key.
Exactly. Just get like some cute ass outfits and look hot.
Yeah.
That's like step one, I feel.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum. Like, you've got to do that.
For hot girl summer, you need to look hot.
It's key.
It's key.
So another rule we have for a hot girl summer is to have a hot girl army.
Yes.
Friends first.
Hot girl army.
It's so true because I feel like it's obviously a much easier to go out and have a hot girl summer if you've got like, you know, friends to do it with.
Exactly.
Like good girls' nights out and like girls to travel with. So yeah, you kind of need like... for sure at least one friend that's got like the same mindset. It makes, I mean, you don't need it, but it will definitely help.
Yeah, it will help.
You know, who's always down to do like exactly. the hot girl.
Like a yes girl.
The hot girl route.
Exactly. Like, do you want to do this? Yes. Not someone who's like, I'm not sure. Like, we'll I need stay to in. Check.
Yeah, yeah. Which is like, fine. Don't yeah. be mad at them. But like, yeah. You want like at least one friend that's like down to get dirty.
Exactly. DTF. Okay. Next is make a to-do list.
Yeah. Like things you want to do for your hot girl summer.
Yeah.
Like Ibiza trip or...
You need a plan.
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, I'm going to have a hot girl summer, but then like no plans.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Yeah. You need a plan.
Exactly. Make a list of things you want to do and do them.
Exactly. Actually, like make a plan, book that flight. Do not leave the girls trip in the group chat.
Yeah.
Get the girls trip out of the group chat.
Yeah. My biggest advice actually for like trips is like just book it, because if you never book it, you're never going to do it. And once you've booked it, then you have to do it.
So exactly. It's like,
well, usually.
You should tell your friend, you should be like, well, but I booked it already.
Yeah.
So exactly. Now you need to book it.
Yeah, please come.
Yeah, exactly.
The next thing we have is to stop caring. You absolutely cannot go into a hot girl summer if you care about what other people are thinking.
Exactly.
That's again, true. Be selfish. Only do what you want to do. Only care what you think. And that's it.
Exactly. Like, people are going to judge anyways. Yeah. Whether you are sitting your ass at home or whether you are going out and blacking out on a daily and yeah. having like a 5-day bender. Exactly. People will talk anyways. So then might as well have fun while doing it.
Right? God, yeah. Couldn't have said it better.
And look hot while doing it.
Yes.
And the next rule is you cannot be in bed before 2:30 a.m.
I like this rule. I think this is a good rule to go by.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, when you do have your nights out, don't just go out for your, like, you know, one little drink. Go out and go out.
Have
like,
a bender.
Yeah, properly go for it.
Exactly. Like, you can't do this stuff in winter. Like, you need to do it in summer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone else is on vacation. So should you.
Yeah. Right. 2:30, you know what? 2:30 is pretty sensible still, right? Like, night out, 2:30, I mean.
You could still get on your desk the day after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 2:30 is not, like, crazy late. I don't think, anyways. I think, like.
Like, when you're on a trip, 2:30,
yeah.
Sorry, you have no excuse.
That's when the party starts.
Exactly. But if you're still working, like, you know, like during the week, I would say 2:30 in the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe not on like a random Tuesday.
No,
that's bad.
Random Tuesdays are silly, guys. I don't know what to say about that one, but. next one we have is a minimum of 10 bikini pics. Must be on your Instagram at all times.
It must be. We want to see the thirst trap. Like, we want to see it.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yes. So get your friends around, get your favorite bikini on, nice tan, sit by the pool, and just take pictures of each other.
Exactly. Teach them all the angles and be like, honey,
get down low.
Get down low. We are going to take pics right now. Get this angle. Get my cute bikini in it. Like, yeah. You need to have at least this summer 10 cute bikini pics.
100%.
I want to see them. Okay, so another rule for hot girl summer, when you do decide to go out and when you do decide to like go out drinking, go big or go home. Don't do anything half-ass.
Yeah, properly go for it. Let your hair down. Don't just have like one drink, have like shots.
Yeah,
like have fun.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
This is your time.
This is the time to go crazy.
Like, this is your excuse. Like, you're having a hot girl summer, so do it.
Exactly. Just do it.
Yeah. Because I don't know when else you're going to be able to do it. So.
Exactly. And not during Healing Girl Summer, which we're going to discuss later. Because shots are not allowed there.
No. Unless it's like a matcha shot or something.
Yeah.
The next one we have is to have at least one night stand.
This is for when you're single, girlies.
Yeah.
Not when you're in a relationship, please.
Very good point.
Let's verify that. Because I do believe Hot Girl Summer is for both people in a relationship and people that are single. But like, if you're single, you don't have to do it, but you know.
Yeah. Like if you want to, I think it's, if you want to have fun, then I think at least one night stands, it's on the books. It's in the books.
It's in the books.
Yeah. It's not unheard of. Yeah.
Exactly. So just have one night stand, have fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Hook up with at least a guy.
Yeah. If that's the kind of thing you like to do, then like, don't feel bad. Do it.
Exactly. That's the thing. If you don't want to do this, then don't do this. But if you're like, you know, like, I feel like girls always get shamed into hooking up with guys. And I feel it's so wrong because, like, guys do it all the time. Why can't we hook up with guys?
Exactly.
If we hook up with 5 guys, we're a whore. But if a guy hooks up with
3 girls in one night, he's fine. He's cool.
He's a king. He's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. It's like, what?
Literally, when a guy hooks up with 20 girls, they're the king.
yeah, like people respect them for it. It's like, well, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's just silly.
Very backwards, but.
So if you don't think about getting shamed, don't think about getting judged, just do it. Have at least one nice sun girl.
Yeah, if that's the kind of thing you want to do, then please be my guest.
And if you don't want to do that, then just don't.
Yeah.
Then keep it with the shots.
Yeah. Have another shot while you're at it.
So yeah, that's basically like the rule book, long story short, of Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah. Hope you liked that one, because exactly. That sounds like a great book.
Please. If you have any other rules, please DM us.
Yeah, actually, because I need them for my summer.
Exactly. We need them.
I need some ideas.
Exactly. We need some ideas. And then we're going to post a rule book. Yeah. Like, we should like make a highlight of
guide.
It. A guide.
A guide on our Instagram. What to do, where to go, what to buy.
Which cute outfits we're eyeing right now for Hot Girl Summer. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. We might actually do this. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so like, this is a body lotion you need to use to make your legs look like, wow, like hot.
This is the fake tan that you should apply. This is the bikini you should wear. And this is where you should go. This is the cocktail you should have.
Exactly.
This is the boy that you know. I'm kidding.
These are the dating apps you should download. Speaking of, best dating app, Hinge.
Then I've not been on Hinge yet.
Okay. But apparently.
I'll eventually venture over there. Apparently,
best dating app, Hinge.
I've heard this.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, apparently.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, but now we're going to go into Healing Girl Summer.
Healing Girl Summer rule book.
Yeah.
So what happens in a Healing Girl Summer? So for me, I think the first thing is health is more than just a green juice, right? So it's like, obviously have the green juice. That is a huge part of Healing Girl Summer.
It's like also, eat healthy.
Yeah, it's also like your diet is not only what you eat, but the people you have around you, what you spend your time doing, you know, the whole shebang. So focus on
your surroundings.
Yeah, like your mental health is also your health. Like, you know, everything. Yeah,
it's true. Like, it's not only the things you eat, it's the things you consume on the TV, the things you watch, the podcasts you listen to, the places where you take your walk. Are you taking your walk in a busy street or in a very calm park? The friends you're with, like also the mindset of your friends. The same with Hot Girl Summer. You want someone who's like-minded.
Yeah.
But that's the same of Healing Girl Summer. Like, you should get your Healing Girl Summer army.
It will be a really hard, you'll have a really hard time having a Healing Girl Summer if you're constantly around people that are doing a Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah. If all your friends are doing Hot Girl Summer, you're going to feel alone doing your Healing Girl Summer.
So basically, Lulu and I will not be seeing each other all summer. No.
No. We shall not be speaking. See you in September.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's true. Like, it's, you know, just basically be aware of your surroundings is what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But also have a green juice.
Also have your green juice and your lemon water.
Yeah.
Your lemon water. Then another one for Healing Girl Summer is go for workout classes.
Yes. This is a really good way of just like doing something nice for your body and also your mind.
Exactly.
Making yourself feel good.
Like, discover what your favorite workout class is. And I feel like one of the best apps to discover, and you're on that app actually, is ClassPass.
Yeah, ClassPass is great. Because, you know, you can try different studios. Because a lot of the times you might say, like for me, I love Reformist Pilates. But there are studios that make me not like it because I don't like the studio. And then it's like, well, I'd rather go to it. You know, it does affect, even though I love that form of working out, it does affect if I like the class or not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, and like, you don't have to buy a full package all at once. You can just try different things with ClassPass.
Exactly.
It's really good. It's a really good app.
The next one that we have for Healing Girl Summer Rule is meditation. Superhuman app.
Is really good.
Yeah, I've not heard of this one, actually.
You haven't heard of it?
No, I've heard of, like, Headspace and Calm. So it's like that.
Yeah, it's like that. So Headspace, Calm, and then you have another one called Superhuman. I guess it's all the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like meditation. It's like calming down, winding down. Like, yeah. You have also like a lot of ASMR. I'm obsessed with ASMR. Like there's been a long time where I fell asleep on ASMR.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had to go to ASMR rehab. It was bad. Yeah, because like people were like, when someone slept over, I was like, I'm sorry, I need to listen to my ASMR. And they were like, that's creepy. Because it's like people whispering. It's like, pss, pss, pss,
pss. Yeah, it's no, weird. I know a lot of people like swear by it though.
I love it.
But yeah, I think meditation's good. Like for me, when I guess I was having a healing girl somewhere like a few years ago, I really like loved Headspace's. Like, I don't know if it was so much meditation. I guess it is a form of meditation, but like, you know how they take you through like their basically how to calm, like, pull you out of a panic attack kind of thing.
Yeah,
honestly, really sorted me out for a while. Like, it really worked well.
Yeah,
so if you're having like a hard time like that, can't recommend those apps enough.
Also with like anxiety, that's something. Yeah,
if you're stressed out.
I actually, a little tip about anxiety, I used to struggle with anxiety really big time. I would start crying first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I'm so stressed for the day to come. Like, there was like so much coming on to me, and even though like I didn't have major things to do that day, but it was just like life like coming in my way. And what I found, it's really stupid. Don't be on your phone the first 2 hours, or like the first hour at least of the day.
Yeah. Like, it's, I feel like most people grab for their phone, don't they?
Yeah. Like first thing in the morning, people grab their phone and they go on TikTok. It gives you so much stress. Just leave it. Do what you have to do. Get up, make your breakfast, like get in the shower, do what you have to do. Don't like start scrolling, because it's such a fucking waste of time, and you don't get anything out of it.
Just in general, like if you have bad anxiety, like phones are, they make it so much worse.
No. Yeah. And also like before you go to bed, like watch a movie, like do something like that, because like I'm also not really into reading books, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But like watch a movie and like don't look at your phone.
Yeah, I think a big thing for anxiety is like
limiting screen time.
Well, that, but also you basically need to keep your brain busy. When your brain doesn't have anything to think about or like do, of course you're going to start to think about how you're feeling, and you're going to become anxious because of it. So it's like, you just have to be busy your brain, whatever it is, reading a book, going for a walk, like just something. Don't sit around and think about nothing, because then your brain will, you'll be like, oh my God, I'm having a panic attack. You know?
That worked for you, but that didn't work for me. Cause oh, really? I did that for years, keeping my brain busy. And I was so uncomfortable with the silence in my head. And like, I feel like that for me, that was very unhealthy. So yeah, I just had to be comfortable actually with the silence and like, you know, like not thinking of anything. And then I guess that's like form of meditation. And then I was
true,
actually. I had to be fine with my own thoughts.
No, you definitely want to be fine with your own thoughts. Yeah. But I feel like when you're having bad panic attack moments, the last thing I can do is sit around, because I'm like, no, I need to like busy myself. I don't know. It's like a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Okay. So then the next rule of Healing Girl Summer is basically meet with friends. But then again, as we said, like-minded friends. You need to have like-minded friends.
Yeah, people who like want to go to a workout class or, I don't know, go for a walk with you, not go to the bar.
Exactly. Get your Healing Girl army, because I feel like if you have to do everything yourself, by yourself, it's going to be a lonely summer for you. And you still want to have fun.
Yeah. Like, summer's meant to be enjoyed.
Exactly. It's not because it's Healing Girl Summer that it should be a boring summer.
No, you can still go on girls' trips.
Exactly.
You just might not be going to the club at 2 a.m. with everyone else. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe like once to the club, but like not every night.
Yeah.
You know, like again, a good
balance. Make sure you go on the holiday with girls that also don't want to go to the club every night, because otherwise that would be really lonely. You'll be like sitting in the house on your own. Like,
exactly. Exactly. Have like one club night, but not a 5-day bender.
Yes.
Yeah. Agreed. It's like all about balance, Healing Girl Summer.
For sure. The next one that we have is long walks, which I think you can also do hot girl walks, by the way.
true, hot girl walks.
Yeah, but I love long walks, like especially if you live in a city. It's like so nice to like get out into the fresh air. It's just anywhere. It's just fresh air is like the best
thing.
Like, honestly think it heals anything. If you're in a bad mood, like some fresh air sorts you right out.
Long walks really help with anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That really helped with me, by the way, as well. Put a
podcast on.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah, exactly. It's really therapeutic. It's like free therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy tube.
Yeah.
Therapy tube. Okay, then the next one is discover a new hobby.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to discover a new hobby as well. And I want to do, I saw an Emma Leager pottery class.
Yes, I've been wanting to do that for ages.
We should do this.
You have one in London, but we should do this. Yeah, we should do it. I'm actually going to check it out.
Yeah, we should do it.
For it's like booked out for ages, but I'm still... Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why. Maybe I've been wanting to do it for a very long time.
I want to do one. It looks yeah. so fun. I don't it think it's very good, though.
Exactly. Like, I want to paint my cute little mug and it's then look at it every
fun
morning.
Fun to do something different than like... Because you are so used to like literally what we do for fun. And don't get me wrong, I love it. But it's like going to lunch and like going out with friends at night. And it's like, I want to... There's more to life. There must be. Like, yeah, I want to find other things that I like to do other than just get drunk with my friends.
Exactly. You get bored of it because yeah. I realize that. Then on a Monday, they're like, oh, what did you do the past weekend? And you legit don't remember.
Or it's like everyone else at work's like, oh, yeah, I did this. And I'm like,
went for lunch.
I literally went to the bar.
Yeah. You're like, I went for lunch and that's it.
I saw this TikTok. It's like, I wonder, the people that don't drink, what do you guys do on the weekend? Like,
babe, I saw the same TikTok. I saw the same TikTok. And I can tell you. So my boyfriend currently is doing 75 heart.
Yeah.
So he's not drinking, smoking, like all of these things. He's taking it very seriously. Very proud of him. Like, he even quit smoking. Crazy. Because this guy was smoking a pack a day. But anyhow, that's beside the question. And then he asked me, like, really seriously, he's like, what do you do in the weekend when you don't drink?
Yeah.
And I was like, honey, I don't know.
It's like, you know when you like... You make plans with your friends on the weekend. Let's go have a drink.
That's literally the go-to thing.
It's just like, it is literally the universal way of socializing.
I know. But then, babe, we did so many things in one weekend. It was incredible. So yeah, so I was also like, oh my God, what do you do in a weekend when you don't drink? Like when you don't go out for drinks. Babe, we got so much done in a weekend. We went the silliest things. We went for tea time. Like we made a whole to-do list of the things that we actually want to do in London because like we live in such an amazing city.
Yeah.
Babe, I've never seen Westminster Abbey. I've been living here for 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen it on the outside. I've never been inside.
Oh, you went inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've not been inside.
Yeah, either. See? Yeah. So we went inside there. We did tea time. We went to a museum. We went to see exhibitions. Like we did so many fun things. So yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is what people do. And then after the weekend, I was like, oh my God, I was so satisfied with everything that I did. And I was like, oh, so nice.
Yeah, because also you're not hungover when you wake up. So it's like, yeah. Like say you did book tea time. If you wake up hungover, you're like, oh, I don't want to go anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, you don't have that element of an excuse.
Exactly. Also, we were out of the house by 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy for a weekend. I've never done that.
Yeah, and good night's sleep as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
We went so farmhouse.
Yeah. I love a hangover-free Saturday. I'm not going to lie. It's one of my favorite things in life. Like, you just wake up before everyone. You're like, walking down the street. You're like, uh-huh, I'm not hungover. And you are.
Yeah, just like when you're hungover, you're literally your whole day is gone.
Yeah. And it's like the weekend, you know, it's kind of sad. That's why I hate going out on Saturdays. Sundays are like meant to be the day of rest. And if you spend it hungover, it's like you start the week terribly.
I agree.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Pro tip. Hangover free weekends.
Exactly.
So the last rule that we have on our Healing Girl Summer is therapy.
Yeah.
So if you do need a little bit of extra help to heal, try it out.
I don't even think it's extra help. I honestly think, I feel like it's such taboo. I feel especially in Europe. I don't know, you're American. I feel like in the US, it's so standard to have a therapist.
Yeah, no, a lot of people have therapists.
Right?
Yeah.
In Europe, if you have a therapist, you must be mentally ill. Like, that's the level. Like, it's such a taboo here. And I'm like, no, like, therapy should be normal. No,
I don't think it means that. I just think, like, sometimes people do need extra help to guide them.
Yeah.
To help them think in a different way than their brain's capable of. And I don't think that's anything to be embarrassed about. I think it's fine.
Yeah, but I feel even now, like, I don't have any issues. But I'd love to talk someone about it to become even a better person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, to be, you know, to, like, help with things I didn't even know I needed. Because I feel like a lot of people are like, oh my God, I would never go into therapy. It's embarrassing. I don't think it's embarrassing. I actually feel like every single human needs therapy. Every single human has things that they deal with and like they don't know how to deal with it properly.
Yeah.
And they don't even know it.
Someone said to me the other day, it was like, so like, I think what people sometimes get confused is therapy and like life coaching. So therapy talks about your past. So it breaks down like why you are the way you are.
Yeah.
Which some people don't want to know. Personally, I don't want to know why. There's things that I've blocked out that, you know, like some people don't like that idea, but then like life coaching is like what the future is going to look like for you and how you can better yourself in certain areas. So maybe that's more like proper for a Healing Girl Summer, actually.
It's also like a form of therapy because I know a lot of people that have therapists and they just call their therapist and they're like, look, I just came across this situation. What is the best way you think that I should handle it. And even if they don't follow the advice, it's fine. But it's just like a person that can give you valuable advice, because I feel like a lot of people go to their friends for therapy. And I'm like, this is like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, I'm not an expert.
And also your friends and your family have like
biased opinions.
Yeah. And they know more than like your, well, they probably don't know more than your therapist does, but they know, say, the other person, or they know the situation. So it's kind of like, yes, obviously we trust our friends to give us and family to give us the best advice, but sometimes it's helpful to have like an outsider's
perspective,
let's say.
Exactly.
You never know.
Exactly. I'd love to try to go to therapy. The only thing, I feel like therapy is really expensive, and that's the only reason why I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that, I guess it depends what you do, but I know people that do it for like £30 a session. So I don't know if it's like
that's actually crazy.
Fine. Yeah.
That's actually fine.
You maybe do it over the computer, like at home. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, maybe I should try it. For my healing girl summer.
So yeah, that was all of the topics, you guys. We hope you enjoyed. And whether you're having a hot girl summer or a healing girl summer, we hope you have an amazing summer. And let us know how your summers go.
Exactly. Let us know. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.